Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome back to Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. This week, we've got one of my favorite authors of all time. I have so many of his books that, well, it's starting to look ridiculous in my library. I'm talking about Clive Cussler. This guy is awesome. And when I got the chance to actually interview him, oh man, what a thrill it was. Now, for those of you who don't know who Clive Cussler is, well, he was born in Aurora, Illinois, to Amy Adeline and Eric Edward Cussler, but he grew up in Alhambra, California. Now, Clive didn't begin writing books until 1965. That's when his wife took a job working nights for the local police department where they lived, as I mentioned, in Alhambra. So after making dinner for the kids and putting them to bed, he had no one to talk to and nothing to do. So he decided to start writing. His most famous creation is Marine Engineer, Government Agent, and Adventurer Dirk Pitt. Now, Dirk Pitt novels frequently take an alternative history perspective. For instance, what if Atlantis were real? Or what if Abraham Lincoln wasn't assassinated, but was kidnapped instead? His books are really cool. His first two novels were Mediterranean Caper and Iceberg, but it was Raise the Titanic that made Cussler's reputation and established his pattern of Brad Pitt novels. Add to the fact he's probably one of the most prolific writers I've ever seen. Tons of books. He's also an underwater explorer in real life. He's discovered more than 60 shipwreck sites and wrote nonfiction books about his findings. He's also the founder of the National Underwater and Marine Agency, or NUMA. It's a nonprofit organization with the same name. Plus, he collects cars. We'll talk about it all in the interview. Unfortunately, Clive passed away at his home in Paradise Valley, Arizona, on February 24th, 2020, at the age of 88. Here's my interview with world-famed author Clive Cussler.
It's been 40 years since Clive Cussler first became a published novelist with the Mediterranean Caper, the debut of the Dirk Pitt adventure. And now in the last 40 years, Cussler has become a true popular phenomenon. He now has no fewer than five New York Times best-selling series to his credit. The original Dirk Pitt series, which he co-authors with his son, coincidentally named Dirk, as well as the NUMA Files featuring Kurt Austin, the Isaac Bell stories, and so much more. And he's on the line with me right now, my favorite author, Clive Cussler. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, surviving.
Now, you live in Arizona, is that correct?
Yeah, Colorado, actually. Arizona's my second home.
Ah, so where are you now?
I'm in New York.
You're just trying to mess with me.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to.
You are so prolific. How do all these stories come out of one mind?
Well, it's getting harder all the time. Because now I sit there and I think, oh, gosh, I'm writing a line, you know, and I say, oh, my God, I wrote this same dialogue six books back, you know. So it's getting a little harder to be original.
Now, how do you do it? Are you doing it on a laptop, a computer, an old typewriter, handwritten? What's the story?
Yeah, I started out writing it handwritten. Mm-hmm. And then I went to an old Smith Corona, and then the Underwood. And now, of course, I use a computer like most everyone else.
So you actually do the typing? You don't dictate to somebody?
No, I do it myself.
Was Dirk Pitt named after your son Dirk, or vice versa?
He was. Dirk Pitt was named after my son Dirk.
Now he's followed in your footsteps. He's a co-writer on most of these, isn't he?
Yeah, I. He was a financial analyst, MBA and all that sort of stuff, and he got tired of it. And I said, well, why don't you, you know, write a Dirk Pitt book? He says, well, I can't do that. And I says, look, I can show you how.
That's cool, man.
So we worked on the first one together, and then he's taken off on his own pretty much.
So do you say, okay, Dirk, I have this skeletal idea. You fill in the blanks. Is that how it works?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then you co-author with a lot of other authors. Is that how you do it with them, too?
Yes, mm-hmm. He'll sit down and figure out a plot, and then, you know, they'll do an outline, and then I'll rework that.
Well, Clive, you got to slow down because I'm trying to keep up with you, and I've got 19 shelves in my house. I'm going broke.
Well, I'll discount the books.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for your cars. I understand
that.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
It can't be me. Now, you make cameo appearances in lots of your novels. Did you get that idea from Alfred Hitchcock and his movies?
No, actually, I was typing. It was a book called Dragon, I think. Mm-hmm. And Pitt was at a classic car concourse. And I just had a little scene where he walked over and introduced himself to this old gray-haired guy with a gray beard. And he says, "Hello, I'm Dirk Pitt, and I'm typing away." And I said, "Hi, I'm Clive Cussler." And I thought, why did I do that? And then I thought, oh, I'll leave it in, what the heck. And, of course, the publisher was happy about it because writers don't do that. But I got 600 letters. So
that's
I thought, well,
cool.
I'll have to keep walking on. And, of course, Pitt and I meet, we never know each other.
That's great. Now, you collect cars, too. What are some of the kind of cars that you have?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's the early Bentleys, the Duesenberg.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, the Cadillacs. I love the town cars where the chauffeur sat out in the open. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I see a lot of them on the back covers of your books.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. And not only that, but there's a real Numa, folks. And Numa is an underwater search company that you've created to find lost shipwrecks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what it would do.
And you found a Confederate submarine, the Hunley,
mm-hmm.
which I think is amazing. That was in 2000 they brought that up, huh?
Yeah, they brought it up, and it's been in the Warren Lash Conservation Center, and it'll probably be another 10 years when they finally finish it and then can put it on display at a new museum they're going to build.
Because the archaeologists are actually inside it, and they're removing mm-hmm. artifacts. That's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah, they were filled with silt. And so they just went, you know, through with a hand trowel and a spoon, and because they found, I forget, 1,000-some-odd bones from the crew, you know, including,
wow.
you know, a toe bone or that sort of thing.
That's amazing. We're talking to accomplished author Clive Cussler, which, as a matter of fact, runs half of my household because there's books all over the house. I am such a fan of his. And, of course, I have to ask you, which is the bigger thrill, writing the novel, seeing it published, or bringing up an old shipwreck, or getting yourself one of the most outrageous rare cars that you own?
Well, the last two would probably be a tie.
Uh-huh.
The cars and the shipwreck. And, because I don't jump up and down, get excited on the books. And when I finish a book, it's like being paroled from prison.
So how often are you writing a book in a year? How many days in the year are you writing?
I 18 months for, you know, my own book.
Wow. Wow. So you're constantly at the keyboard then?
Almost, yeah.
How do you find time for all these other wonderful activities?
Well, just once in a while, I'll just take a month off and go to the North Sea, and I've been looking for John Paul Jones' ship, the Bonhomme Richard.
Wow. What a life you lead. It's an amazing life. God bless you. Can I ask how old you are?
When Pitt and I started out, we were both 36.
Uh-huh.
I aged him. Now he's 46, and I'm 82, and it's not fair.
Is Dirk Pitt modeled after any real-life character?
Oh, I kind of use him like me. When we started out, we were both the same height, weight, green eyes, so on. But that's he did better with the girls than I ever did. And he's pretty much, you know, different than I am. I haven't been in, I've, you know, shot many people and been scarred up and so on, but no, he's, I wish I was like him, but I'm not.
Well, you can live through him. Your latest book, Zero Hour, was just published last month, and I'm sure it's already topping the charts, huh?
Yes, it's doing very well. I was surprised.
Every time I go to the bookstore, there's a new Clive Cussler. My wife goes, "You don't have this one." I go, "Oh, my God." I've got to support his hobbies.
Yes, you bought one of the Duesenbergs.
Yeah. 40 years of great adventure, the Mediterranean Caper, the first Dirk Pitt novel has been reissued, and there's a new preface to it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Clive Cussler, we wish you another 40 years of success. You've just a brilliant mind, a great guy, and you have a wonderful sense of humor.
Oh, well, what else is there?
Thank you so much for visiting with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joey.
Clive Cussler.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.